Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Got some jokes from my friend Sue Cox. Thank you, Sue. And somebody said, how about a shout out to my sister Lisa, who sent a joke in and is listening in Gilbert, Arizona. That's from Lori Tusing and Will Met. From beautiful Bloomington, Illinois, I got a joke from Randy Sylvester, Jeff and Roselle, Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota, Wally and Mount Prospect, John Hoffmiller, Jeff Schultz at the Maintenance Coatings Company in South Elgin sent a joke. Rich Schmidt in Itasca said, maybe someday I'll listen to Speed Jokes while drinking a hot, steaming cup of delicious coffee out of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Wouldn't that be nice? That actually came from Corrine at the C. Johnson Sign Company. And who else here? Terry Morgan sent this. Terry said, I was thinking back to the original Speed Jokes theme music when the change happened, when we put in new music, and I was devastated, and I went through all seven stages of grief. However, it all passed rather quickly, and by the second day, I was bopping along with the current music. Now I walk around all day humming this music and adding my own embellishments, much to the annoyance of everyone else, which gives my life purpose. So thank you, John. Thank you for providing meaning to my humble existence. Wow, Terry. Here we go. Hey, what's red and bad for your teeth? A brick. This morning I saw a one-legged man at an ATM checking his balance. One of the weirdest things about being an adult is having a favorite stovetop burner. No one talks about this, but you all know it's true. And here's another weird thing, vaping. You walk past a group of dudes looking like gangsters, but they smell like strawberry muffins. What's up with that?
Dr. Watson, there's been a lot of break-ins lately. Any ideas what we should do?
Sherlock Holmes.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a police detective, and John Williams will star as a suspect he's interrogating.
I'm not saying a single word without my lawyer present.
You are the lawyer.
And you still haven't given me my lawyer present. My six-year-old daughter's lined up all of her dolls towards the outdoor grill. Looks like she's preparing some kind of barbecue. Stand-up comic walks into a bar telling jokes, downing cheap beers, a night of schlitz and giggles. A bear attacked me over the weekend, and instead of playing dead, I accidentally played dad. Now I can ride a bike without training wheels. Diane in Orland Park writes, some days I amaze myself, and other days I look for my phone while it's in my hand. I finally did it, Dave. My father always said I would be able to consider myself successful when my bank account, the balance, resembled a phone number.
Congrats. And so now your balance is?
911. Okay, Steve Alexander, you have the last one.
In the following scene, Dave Hennett will portray Dracula's son, and John Williams will star as Dracula, giving his son the talk.
You see, when two monsters love each other very much, they...
They do the mash?
They do the monster mash. Halloween season. How about that? Did you buy your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Last year I bought my Halloween candy on Halloween Day so as to keep us from eating all of the Halloween candy. We walked into the Farm and Fleet and I said, where's the Halloween candy? And the lady said, you know it's today, right? Because they were pretty much out of Halloween candy.
Wasn't there a story a month or so ago about supply chain issues and Halloween candy shortage?
So I'm thinking about buying 57 bags of Snickers, but I don't think they'll make it to the weekend. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. From my electrode. We'll replay much of this at about 1:35 this afternoon. You can always share Speed Jokes with your friends. Just click on WGNRadio.com/speedjokes. So what's going on in Ukraine now has me thinking. A couple of questions for Joel Ostro. That's next. WGN! Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Got some jokes from my friend Sue Cox. Thank you, Sue. And somebody said, how about a shout out to my sister Lisa, who sent a joke in and is listening in Gilbert, Arizona. That's from Lori Tusing and Will Met. From beautiful Bloomington, Illinois, I got a joke from Randy Sylvester, Jeff and Roselle, Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota, Wally in Mount Prospect, John Hoffmiller, Jeff Schultz at the Maintenance Coatings Company in South Elgin sent a joke. Rich Schmidt in Itasca said, maybe someday I'll listen to Speed Jokes while drinking a hot steaming cup of delicious coffee out of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Wouldn't that be nice? That actually came from Corrine at the C. Johnson Sign Company. And who else here? Terry Morgan sent this. Terry said, I was thinking back to the original Speed Jokes theme music when the change happened, when we put in new music, and I was devastated, and I went through all seven stages of grief. However, it all passed rather quickly, and by the second day, I was bopping along with the current music. Now I walk around all day humming this music and adding my own embellishments, much to the annoyance of everyone else, which gives my life purpose. So thank you, John. Thank you for providing meaning to my humble existence. Wow, Terry. Here we go. Hey, what's red and bad for your teeth? A brick. This morning I saw a one-legged man at an ATM checking his balance. One of the weirdest things about being an adult is having a favorite stovetop burner. No one talks about this, but you all know it's true. And here's another weird thing, vaping. You walk past a group of dudes looking like gangsters, but they smell like strawberry muffins. What's up with that?
Dr. Watson, there's been a lot of break-ins lately. Any ideas what we should do?
Sherlock Holmes.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a police detective, and John Williams will star as a suspect he's interrogating.
I'm not saying a single word without my lawyer present.
You are the lawyer.
And you still haven't given me my lawyer present. My six-year-old daughter's lined up all of her dolls towards the outdoor grill. Looks like she's preparing some kind of barbecue. Stand-up comic walks into a bar telling jokes, downing cheap beers, a night of schlitz and giggles. A bear attacked me over the weekend, and instead of playing dead, I accidentally played dad. Now I can ride a bike without training wheels. Diane in Orland Park writes, some days I amaze myself. And other days, I look for my phone while it's in my hand. I finally did it, Dave. My father always said I would be able to consider myself successful when my bank account, the balance, resembled a phone number.
Congrats. And so now your balance is?
911. Okay, Steve Alexander, you have the last one.
In the following scene, Dave Hennett will portray Dracula's son, and John Williams will star as Dracula, giving his son the talk.
You see, when two monsters love each other very much, they...
They do the mash?
They do the monster mash.
I was working in the lab.
Halloween season. How about that? Did you buy your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Last year, I bought my Halloween candy on Halloween Day so as to keep us from eating all of the Halloween candy. We walked into the Farm and Fleet and I said, where's the Halloween candy? And the lady said, you know it's today, right? Because they were pretty much out of Halloween candy.
Wasn't there a story a month or so ago about supply chain issues and Halloween candy shortage?
So I'm thinking about buying 57 bags of Snickers, but I don't think they'll make it to the weekend. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.
From my electrode.
We'll replay much of this at about 1:35 this afternoon. You can always share speed jokes with your friends. Just click on WGNRadio.com/speedjokes. So what's going on in Ukraine now has me thinking. A couple of questions for Joel Ostro. That's next. WGN.